Josh, watching on YouTube Live, Tim writes the following.
Yes.
What are the requirements to become a Catholic?
Excellent question, Osh. And what a great name, Osh. Basically, what the Catholic Church requires, and I always like to point folks to the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church, Lumen Gentium, paragraph 14, because that paragraph really lays down what's required of Catholics. But basically, you must believe all that God has revealed to us as necessary for salvation through His Catholic Church. So, I mean, there's a lot to that. So in other words, if you're going to convert to the Catholic Church and you say, I believe everything the Catholic Church teaches except that part about baptismal regeneration, well, then you're not a candidate to come into full communion with the Catholic Church. So you have to accept all things that the Church, that God teaches through His Church, or Jesus Christ teaches, you can say, through His Church, to be revealed by God. That means the infallible teachings of the Church. Now, what that also means is, let's say you don't agree completely with the Church on certain things that are not infallible. Let's say the death penalty, for example. That's a classic example. And I pray that some bishops and priests would hear this right now, because often the way it's presented, especially in the United States, but today, it's often, you know, if you have somebody that's for the death penalty in any circumstance whatsoever, they're anathema, you know, and that's simply not true. In fact, Pope Benedict XVI, when he was still Cardinal Ratzinger in 2004, issued a decree as prefect of the CDF, which states that Catholics can even disagree with the Holy Father. Then it was John Paul II when it comes to the application of the death penalty. Now, just for clarification, all Catholics believe, as the Catechism teaches in paragraph 2267, that the death penalty can be a just punishment. Right? It's really where the sticking point is, whether it should be applied in a certain country, a certain time, and such. And that's a matter of prudential judgment. I went a long way to say this. Catholics can come down on both sides of this issue. So it's important that we understand that this isn't a deal breaker. Whether you're for the application of the death penalty in the United States or not, would not bar you from coming into the Catholic faith. That's a very important point. So you have to believe all that Jesus Christ teaches through His Church to be definitively revealed for our salvation. And then, of course, you have to be willing to obey the disciplinary judgments of the Church as well. In other words, you can't become a Catholic if, okay, I'm going to become Catholic, but I'm never going to Mass again because I don't think we should have to go every Sunday, or I don't think we should have to go on holy days and days of obligation and such. That's no. You need to also be able to say, I accept her disciplinary judgments as well. And that's basically it. Now, of course, you're going to be going into an RCIA program, perhaps, or you may, like my brother Terry, come into the Church one-on-one with a priest. I came in through the RCIA, my brother one-on-one with a priest. You know, there are different waves of becoming Catholic. But either the RCIA program or the individual priest is going to work with you over time so that, you know, if you do have a sticking point or two, you know, the priest can help you. This is why we encourage people here, if you want to inquire about the Catholic faith, get into an RCIA program. Go to a local parish. Plug in. I'll tell you a little story side. When I became Catholic, my pastor told me, Tim, you don't need to go through RCIA, man. You could teach it with all the studying you've done. And I told him, I want to, because I want to get connected to the local parish. I want to meet these crazy Catholics, man, and get into a family here. And so I did, and I think it was a great decision because I had a tremendous time in the RCIA. For those who don't know, RCIA is the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. It's something the Church has established to help folks to make the decision. And a lot of people wrongly think you have to already have the decision made before right. You enter. And that's not true. In fact, RCIA programs and priests all around this country are there to answer your questions as well and to help you in the process.